إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. Alhamdulillah ala ni'matil Islam. Indeed, Allah deserves praise for the favor, the great favor of Islam, guiding us to Islam, and especially, as we always say, for guiding us to the Sunnah. Because there are many people who say they are Muslims, but they are not following the Sunnah. And even greater than that, and Allah is the one who knows best about everything, it is that, alhamdulillah, Allah has enabled us, meaning He has given us the tawfiq of the success, to practice, to act upon the Sunnah. Not just to acknowledge that it's the truth, but to act upon it. To act upon it. Because many people, they know that the Sunnah is the right way, but they are not living by it. They are not living by it. Whether in the Muslim countries or in the lands of the Kuffar. In any case, we thank Allah much for allowing us to be together this evening, just briefly, to have some food together. For the purpose of having some food together. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, may Allah reward each person for their participation and those, especially those who helped to make what we have prepared this evening happen by the permission of Allah, by His mercy and His favor. We thank Allah much for all the help that He has given us in making this course the character and manners in the Sunnah beneficial, inshallah, beneficial to me, I can say for sure, and inshallah beneficial for many of the brothers and the sisters who participated. Before proceeding, just briefly, I want to first and foremost, after thanking Allah, I want to thank our Imam, Imam Ibrahim, for facilitating this matter and allowing us to have this class and encouraging it. Indeed, it is something, inshallah, that's important because this could not be done anywhere and everywhere. Meaning calling to the pure Sunnah without any hesitation or reservation. Because many people, they are not ready to accept the pure Sunnah. Rather, they want some of the Sunnah and they don't want the rest of it. And we see that in their actions. And some of them, they even say it. We thank Allah for His favor and bounty and giving us success. And also Imam Ibrahim for facilitating this matter. And then we thank the brothers and the sisters who participated with us. Constantly and consistently. May Allah reward everyone for what they have sent forward. Like I said, tonight, inshallah, we have prepared some food. Some of the brothers, may Allah reward them. I don't want to mention their names, but Allah knows who they are. And even some of the sisters brought some food, but we relied upon a couple of brothers who said that they would provide the food. Because initially we said everybody should bring something, and then when we sent out the notice, we didn't ask anybody to bring anything. Because a couple of brothers, they said, khalas, we got it. Allah reward them generously. The last class, alhamdulillah, last week we finished lecture number 13, hadith number 15, hadith number 16 from Bulugh al-Maram, the last chapter, Kitab al-Jami'a, the sub-chapter entitled Al-Adab. And because of the lateness of the hour, we didn't do the questions. Or normally we do the questions in the next class, but there's no class tonight, right? So we're just going to do the questions quickly. Whoever has, prepared some answers, then inshallah we just want to go through them quickly. The first question from lecture number 13, what is the hukum, the legal ruling of eating and drinking bishimal, that is, with the left hand? What is the legal ruling of eating and drinking with the left hand? Naam. What is the legal ruling? Naam, Muhammad. It's haram. It is haram. Naam, it's not permissible, it's unlawful, it's illegal to eat or to drink with your left hand. Question number 2, explain the illa. What is the illa? That is the cause of reasoning for this hukum, for this legal ruling. What is the basis of this prohibition? What is the reason for it? Why is it prohibited? Naam.
Because shaitan
eats with his left hand. Jazakallah khair, Mustafa. Question number 3. Mention the 3 advices given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the little boy, Umar ibn Abi Salama, radiallahu anhum. What are the 3 advices that the Prophet gave to the little boy, Umar ibn Abi Salama, radiallahu anhum? What did he tell the little boy? Ya gulam, oh youngster, naam. Before he used to say Bismillah, to eat with his right hand, and eat that which is in front of him, what is near to him. Okay, don't be gone all over the place. Umar, you need a chair? Oh, okay. Question number 4. Mention 5 of the matters in which al-yameen, the right, should be given preference. Just mention 5 things. Everybody give me one. That you should give preference to the right in doing what? Putting on your shoe. Right shoe first. Naam. Huh? Putting on your clothing, your pants or shirt. Put it on the right pants leg first or the right sleeve first. Naam. Another one. Stepping into the masjid, especially with the right. Pay attention. Imam Ibrahim always says, he sat in the masjid and watched the people coming in. People just coming any kind of way. Right, left, don't make no difference. We don't pay attention. Wake up. Wake up. Naam, give me another one. We need 5. Give me 2 more. One, huh? Drink with your right hand. Naam, drinking with your right hand. Another one. What else? What about, naam? Making wudu. Do the right parts first. Right hand first, right foot first, like that. Naam, what else? What about ghusl? Same thing, right first. What about tayammum? Left first or right? Right. What else? Okay, clothing. Naam. What about, naam? Sleeping on your right side, mashallah. We didn't even mention that in the class. We mentioned a whole bunch, so we didn't mention that. Jazakallah khair. And so on. If you give somebody something, if you receive, so on, right, with the right. Okay? Number 5. Explain with an example the qa'idah, the rule. Al-wajibu yasqutu ma'al ajzi. Al-wajibu yasqutu ma'al ajzi. Somebody explain what this rule means with an example. What does it mean? What is the example? Al-wajibu yasqutu. What is al-wajibu? Al-wajib. Obligatory. The obligation, yasqut. It falls. It's dropped. Ma'a. In what case? Al-ajzi. When a person is unable. With inability. Person is unable. What's obligatory is dropped from him. The Prophet ﷺ said, صَلُّ قَائِمًا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعْ فَقَائِدًا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعْ فَعَلَى الْجَمْ. Pray standing, but if you're not able, then pray sitting. If you're not able, then pray lying on your side, right? It's obligatory to pray standing. But if you can't, it's not obligatory for anyone. You can pray sitting. It's no sin, right? A person who can't stand can sit. Okay, so there are many examples that we could give. And the example that the Shaykh gave here was in reference to a person being obligated to eat with the right hand. But what if he can't eat with his right hand? What if he's paralyzed in his right hand? Or he doesn't have a right hand or whatever. He has some sickness and he can't use his right hand. Then the obligation to eat with the right hand is dropped. That person is excused because of what? A darura. Not for need or desire because he just wants to do it. But because of what? Darura. Meaning what? Necessity. Because of necessity. Now, question number 6. List الدروريات الخمس, the 5 essentials or necessities which the Sharia calls for the preservation of. What are الدروريات الخمس, the 5 things that the Sharia has called for the preservation of? You must preserve in order for you to be able to fulfill your matters in this world, in order to be successful in the next life. You have to preserve what? Number 1. Okay, life is one of them. But what's the first one? At least the first one in order. The deen. That's the most important thing in the world. After that, we can argue about what comes next, right? Could be anything maybe next. But that has to be the first thing. You don't have deen, khalas, you're finished. In this world, in the next life. Okay, deen, life, your blood, your life. What else? Your property, your wealth, huh? That's not from it, but I mean, your family, the life of your family, yeah, that's for everybody. Now, okay, that's part of your life.
your honor, meaning the honor of your family, your bloodline. Yani a person shouldn't. You have to protect your family from and yourself from zina, from fornication, from polluting the bloodline, corrupting the lineage. Okay? The irud. Naam. Your honor. And what else? One more thing. That's very important. What? Your mind, your aql. You ain't got no mind. You can't do nothing else right, right? You ain't got no mind. You can't protect your deen, your wealth, or nothing. Everything is gone. Anyway, we had some discussion about it, but now is not the time for it. Number 7, mention the two things we have warned against. We have been warned against in eating and drinking and clothing. What are the two things that came in the hadith? Eat and drink. قُلْ وَاشْرَبْ وَالْبَسْ وَتَصَدَّقْ مِنْ غَيْرِ what? Without what? What are the two things that we say? The Prophet ﷺ said, eat and drink and wear clothing, give charity, but be warned against two things. Waste, saraf, israf. And the other one? Makhila. Makhila, naam. Yeah, what's makhila? He said showing off, but give us another word. Pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance. Naam. Naam, number 8. Mention 3 ways in which we are harmed when we fall into makhila. What are 3 ways that we are harmed when we fall into arrogance and pride? What are 3 ways that we are harmed? This is a little bit difficult, right? Give us one of them. Somebody. Naam. Naam, that's a punishment. But how are we actually harmed? Forget about the punishment of Allah right now. Yes, that's right. Allah, when I look at the one who drags his garment out of pride or arrogance, right? That was one of our hadith. But what we're talking about now is the first harm that comes to the person, it affects itself. Al-ujba. And the person becomes what? It's conceited. That's harm to the human being. The person who's conceited. Who admires his own self. He looks at himself and says, look at me, I'm something. Great. Huh? That's harm. Okay? How is he harmed now? Huh? In the hereafter. What? How is he harmed in the hereafter? Because the person's pride and arrogance, what do they get on their records? That's sinful. Ethem. It's a sin. So that means they're going to accumulate sins. And what about amongst the people? How do people look at this person's pride and arrogant? Proud and arrogant. How do people look at that person? Do they like that person? Say, we love this guy. He's real proud. Huh? Yes. Yeah, he's detested. He earns the hatred of the people. Go hate somebody like that. Question number 9. Mention 2 types of saraf or israf related to food. 2 types. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentioned 2 things in reference to waste and 2 ways in which we say this is saraf or israf in food. Naam. No. You want to answer? When? Huh? Oh, waste. Yeah. Okay. Naam. Waste. But the Sheikh mentioned 2 ways that we say this is waste in food. 2 ways. 2 things. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen mentioned. Who was here last week? Raise your hand so you can be identified. If you was here, you ain't got no excuse. You're supposed to know. Okay. One way is, remember the Sheikh said it was an amazing thing that happened. They invited some scholars from Pakistan. 3 scholars from Pakistan. And when the scholars came and they got to the house, the Sheikh was with one other person from his place. And 3 scholars from Pakistan came, they invited them. They said, we're going to invite you some food. The scholars came from Pakistan, they sat down, the Sheikh said, we put 3 trays of rice piled up with, of course you know what's on top of that, lamb, goat, chicken, all kind of stuff, right? So the scholars from Pakistan, they got next to the food, they took 2 of the trays and put them on the side. Who's going to do all that? What's going on? The Sheikh said, what's happening? They said, if we can deal with this, then we deal with that later. Because what? This is a form of waste. That waste in display. That you just put a whole bunch of food. You invite 2 or 3 people and you bring food for 20. That's waste in the display. Even if you don't eat the food. Even if you don't waste it. That's waste in display. You're not supposed to do that. And the second way is what's obvious. Some people are just greedy, right? And we're not going to do that tonight. We got a lot of food here, inshallah. But we're not going to waste. The second way of waste is what? That a person just eats and eats, and they're already full, but they just keep eating. Until the Sheikh said, until they almost explode. Then they need somebody to give them some pills or some medicine or something to relieve them from that condition, right? Last question, mention three types of saraf or israf related to clothing. Three ways of waste in clothing. Three ways. Naam, Abdul Kareem. Too many. Person got a lot of clothes, right? I ain't gonna say this example I gave last week because somebody caught me when I was leaving out the masjid and came and said something to me. So I ain't gonna mention that. I'm gonna mention a new example this time. He's here tonight too. He's looking at me now, right? Sorry, we're just joking, but a little bit of fun amongst the brothers, right, and the sisters, alhamdulillah. One way he said, number of clothes, okay? Like a person has 40 pairs of shoes. What are you going to do with that? Ain't nobody got 40 pairs of shoes in here, alhamdulillah. You can't be talking to nobody in here. Nobody got 40 pairs of shoes in here. That's one way. What's another way? What's another way of wasting clothing? Waste, saraf, israf. What about you go to Lord and Taylor? That's where they used to go in the old days. What was the other name of that place? Bly Shop? Layton's? Huh? Crown Fails? You know about it. Where they go today for that kind of stuff? Where they go today for that kind of stuff? That was 50 years ago, man. But today they probably got some place to go where people buy clothes that's very expensive. Very expensive, man. They still go to Layton's. He knows about Layton's. That old man back there. Yeah, Omar. He was probably going to Layton's when I was a little boy. He was wearing that stuff too, man. For sure. He had a lot of money back then, man. He was working hard. He was in the union. One of the first black people in the union. Electrical Union, Electrical International Electric Brotherhood of Electric Workers, something like that. I was trying to go to school so I could be an electrician. I saw all the money he was making. Tayyib, what's the third way? Spending a lot of money on clothing, what's the third way? The Sheikh mentioned something very unusual. We don't know about that. But they do it in some of the Muslim countries, especially in the Gulf. They wear a lot of clothes in one day. They go out in the morning with a brand new thobe, go out in the afternoon or evening with another new thobe. We don't even do that, I think, right? So we ain't got it like that. That's the end of with the questions. Alhamdulillah, may Allah, you know, grant us success in benefiting from, you know, what we have studied and what we have learned, and allow us, you know, the ability to act upon it. That's the most important thing, that we study and we learn and then we act upon what we have learned. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.